Amongst the voices of those who have expressed their thoughts and feelings following the resignation of Pope Benedict XVI on February the 11th is the voice of the Archbishop of Cape Town, Stephen Brislin, president of the Southern African Bishops' Conference. He says that the news was a complete surprise for him. However, upon reflection, he remembers that in the past, the Holy Father had in fact hinted at this possibility. What was your first reaction when you heard the news of Pope Benedict's resignation?
I was completely taken by surprise. I hadn't expected it. There had been no rumours at all that this was going to happen. Of course, on reflection, I remembered that the Holy Father had hinted in the past that this was a possibility and that, in fact, it is quite possible for a reigning pope to resign. But when it actually happened, it did take me by surprise.
I was reading your statement on the webpage, and you say in it that it takes a great deal of courage and wisdom to make such a momentous decision. Now, we've become used to referring to Benedict as the pontiff, as the pope. Perhaps we were overlooking Joseph Ratzinger, the man. What would you say this decision says of him?
I think it says of him his absolute honesty, his intellectual honesty, his honesty with himself, and his honesty in wanting to serve the good of the church. From what I gather of the statement that he made, he feels that at this time the church needs a pope with good physical health, good mental health, and a lot of stamina. He feels that his own physical health has been failing, and therefore he doesn't have that stamina to be able to fulfill the responsibilities of Pope sufficiently. So he has had the courage to say, this is the reality. It is better for me to make way for another person to take over for the good of the church, for the good of the spread of the gospel and the spread of God's kingdom at this time.
Now, you were saying earlier that a pope can resign according to canon law. However, it's very much an unprecedented step in modern times, and it's being seen as modernizing perhaps the role of the Bishop of Rome. Do you think it could be seen as responding to a call to rethink the role of the papacy in the service of Christians in this modern world?
I certainly think that it might could well create a precedent for future popes who might come to the same conclusion at a certain point in their papacy to say that, look, you know, Benedict more recently has resigned from the papacy, so that leaves the way open for us as well if we believe it is the right thing to do. I don't think that it really is modernizing the papacy. I wouldn't quite see it in those terms, to be honest. I think it's just a very pragmatic, intellectually honest decision that His Holiness has made. It's a noble decision, certainly an honourable decision, and hopefully other popes in due course will possibly see things in the same way.
Turning to your specific area, Benedict has often spoken of the vitality of the church in Africa. He's often called on Africa to provide a boost to the church in Europe. He's travelled to Africa. He's written a post-synodal exhortation exhorting the church in Africa to work for peace and reconciliation. What impact has his ministry had on your area in particular?
I think that particularly the post-synodal exhortation, Africumunis, has had an enormous impact throughout Africa, most certainly in Southern Africa. This is a document that we are going to take and that we are going to take forward and try to implement as best we can. You may be aware that in the last August plenary session of the Southern African Catholic Bishops' Conference, we spent 2 days of reflection just questioning what is the role of the church in Southern Africa today? Where should the voice of the church be heard? And a very important reason for doing that was Africumunis, of saying, look, this is what the Pope has said to us. How are we going to respond to this? And how are we going to serve the needs of the people of Southern Africa in the light of Africumunis and the Second Synod of Africa? And we've actually changed our theme. Previously our pastoral plan theme was community serving humanity. We have now changed that to community in service to reconciliation, justice, and peace.
How close to an African, can we say, mindset was Afriche Munus. I mean, this is a pope who comes from Cologne. He has, you know, a very European background. He's an academic. How did he reach out to speak to the hearts and the minds of African people?
I think he did, because these were not his own ideas as such. The Afriche Munus wasn't written in a vacuum. It is the result and the fruit of the synod. And, of course, that had a lot of participation by African bishops from every country, from all parts of Africa. And from that, the document arose. And so I think it does reflect the mindset of Africans. And the fact that the matter is that he has touched the hearts of Africa by recognizing the vitality, the joy, the role of the church, what is so good in Africa. And he has also touched on the problems of Africa and the many difficulties and challenges that Africa faces in the future. So I think that in that way, he has certainly hit on the mindset of Africans, but he has also touched people deeply, because I find it quite a sensitive document in recognizing what is so beautiful and what is so good about Africa, but nonetheless not hiding the pain and the struggles and the difficulties that we face as Africans.
Archbishop, for you, what were the highlights of this papacy, which is, in fact, coming to an end?
I think courage would be one of the most important aspects of Pope Benedict's papacy. I think his willingness to meet with the victims of clerical sexual abuse, willingness to seek forgiveness from the victims. I think he's reaching out to leaders of other faiths and other Christian religions, denominations. I think that that has been a very positive aspect of this papacy. But I think that perhaps everything pales in insignificance in the humility of Pope Benedict. You know, when he was Cardinal Ratzinger, I think we saw him as this great intellectual, this formidable intellect that he has. And of course, that was manifested in his papacy as well. But when we saw him going to the United Kingdom, for example, on that visit, and he was a humble, simple, almost shy man. And I think that that touched the hearts of the British people. And to witness a standing ovation of both houses of Parliament after he had spoken really gave us an insight of just how his simplicity had reached the hearts of other people. And I think that that has touched people in many different situations, that he had that incredible intellect, incredible knowledge, and yet there was a humility, and there is a humility about him. And I think that that just showed his humanness and his compassion.
Finally, Archbishop, do you have a message for Pope Benedict as he prepares for his retirement?
Firstly, thank you. Thank you for what you have done for the Church. Thank you for leading us through these past years since 2005. We are grateful to you, and we wish you a happy retirement. We wish you peace and rest. But one request, please keep writing. We need your theology, and we need your thought